Mutto at Midnight with your host, Mutto Sasquatch. Mutto is a shaman who works with the written and spoken word. He has played his flute, offers sacred smoke in the four directions. Please join Mutto in sacred ceremony. And now, Mutto at Midnight.
Good evening. My name's Mutto Sasquatch, and this is my radio show, Mutto at Midnight. Thank you for joining me this evening. As here in the American Midwest, we emerge from the deep freeze into a more medium kind of freeze. Actually, rather nice out tonight. I took a little walk down to the convenience store and picked up, a Mountain Dew Live Wire to give me the energy and clarity to do this program for you this evening. So we'll see how that works out. I wanted to, just very quickly, I think I've mentioned that I have a drum now, my own very own drum, so I can go to drum circles and not have to glom off of somebody else's. This is, it's a djembe or djembe, depending on who you ask. About medium size type, looks like about a 10-inch drum head. It's nice. I plan to do a little painting on this. I've gotten some instructions from a friend of mine who does a lot of that. And I'm looking at a pair of eyes, a pair of green eyes with a tear coming out of one. And it's because this is Lily the Weeping Drum. That's the name that came to me. So we'll warm up the face here in the usual way, just by running my hand in a clockwise and then a counterclockwise fashion. And then we'll give it a few beats here. Not too much, because I wouldn't want to disturb my neighbors who often play their music at all hours of the night. But just a couple here to give you the flavor of it. There, I think that'll be enough. But that's Lily. Now, most of my sort of spiritual artifacts here have names that have just occurred to me through the years. I just let spirit speak to me on matters like this. And I'm looking around where I'm doing the show here. I can see off to my right is Winnetou, the walking stick. Was made for me by Chief Iggy. And the name comes from a series of books written by the German author Carl May. And at one time, they were the best-selling series of books of all time. They eclipsed the Oz series and whatever other series you might think of. And you know, pretty much unknown here in the States, but very well-known in other places. Very well-known and appreciated, much like soccer. But in any case, I had actually heard the name in Quentin Tarantino's movie, Inglourious Basterds. And it came to me, and I tried it. I didn't want that to be the name because, you know, it's a commercial literary type of name. And a little bit obvious, you know, as well as, you know, Native American walking stick, give it a Native American name. But it persisted in my mind. It wouldn't go away. Okay, I guess that's what the name is supposed to be. So it's Winnetou, the walking stick. Most of you who've listened to the show for a long time have already met Theodotus, the wounded flute. Wounded because I dropped him like the second or third day I had him, and he's got a nice crack along the bottom now. But I like that. He's defective like me, is what I like to say. He's got that crack, and by God, so do I. So, oh gracious, just everything went black. Hold on. What happened was I forgot to turn the screensaver off. I'm going to have to be mindful of that. Okay, anyway. So that was... Now, who else haven't I told you about? My rhythm sticks do not have names. So perhaps if you have a suggestion for what you might name a pair of rhythm sticks, whether maybe have some sort of twins name or something like that... might be a moot point because one of them is starting to get a very dull sound to it. I think it's getting ready to split into two, and then we'll need triplet names. Who else? I have two pipes now, and neither of them have names. So maybe I was incorrect to say that most of my spiritual artifacts have names. It seems as if most of them don't. Most of them need names. There was a pipe that's my daughter presented to me a couple of years ago, and then one that Chief Iggy presented to me just on New Year's Eve. So there's plenty of stuff. I need to find a way to call it other than the pipe, especially the pipe because I have two of them now. So it would be big pipe, little pipe, or Brenda's pipe, Chief Iggy's pipe. I really don't want to go that way because that's not the point of who it came from. I guess that's part of it, but I feel since two have come to me without my asking, there must be a reason that I'm supposed to have two, at least for a little while. So my presumption is that each of them is going to have a different spiritual purpose. So as we move along down life's lonesome highway, perhaps I will figure out which pipe is for what, and then it will become more obvious. Will become obvious. It is impossible to be more obvious. It's either obvious or it's not. It will become obvious which name each is supposed to have. So keep thinking about it, and if you have any suggestions, you might send them to me at mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com. And while we're on the subject, let's go ahead and do our housekeeping. I went on the old internet, and I downloaded some information from the withinsightsradio.com website. I did that because, at least at one point on every show, and sometimes I forget and I don't do it at all, but I do make an effort to give you loyal listeners some information about the mothership, mainly because my show is quite a bit different from the other ones that are done on the channel. So if you tuned into one of the channels expecting to hear me, there's only one Mudtoe. Come on. Like you thought there was going to be another one. But the other shows are terrific. They're just kind of different. They do a lot of readings on those shows. They tend to be happier people on those shows. So, but I always felt like whenever I described withinsightsradio.com, I was never doing a very good job. I just didn't feel like I was getting the flavor of it. So I went to the radio, I went to the website, and I downloaded their description of what withinsightsradio.com is. So here's what they say. It says, withinsightsradio.com is your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. We cover a wide variety of topics surrounding metaphysics, natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, talk radio, and much more. Withinsightsradio.com is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. And there's a click button on the website for that. And now, after that is a list, and here's the holy grail for me. This is the list of shows and times. And I'm afraid, much like withinsightsradio.com itself, the list is kind of vague, because not all of the shows are on every week. Now, the weekly shows, because we got a hard listing for, Holistic Metaphysical Forum and Intuitive Readings with Iggy Garcia and David Tucros, Mondays at 7 p.m. I believe Adriana has joined that show now, too, on a permanent basis. Lunchtime Wisdom Cafe with Iggy Garcia and Mark Matheny, Tuesdays at noon. Okay, so those are both. Then we go to the Gypsy Wagon Hour with Dawn of a New Era. That's monthly at 12 p.m. Wednesday with Dawn Thompson. So what monthly? I mean, once there are a number of shows that are on Wednesday, but only once a month. So you get kind of a grab bag of different shows. The Lion's Lair with Adriana Arts is also on Monday. They're not all at the same time, though. You got to check and make sure. See, that's, I think there's more. If you go to the, there's an episode guide on the Blog Talk Radio, our section on Blog Talk Radio, that tells you, what the episodes coming up are. Now, the issue with that is it doesn't show up on the list until whoever's doing the show has actually type the little information sheet that, that Blog Talk Radio asks for. You type that and you send it on saying you're doing going to do a show on a certain day at a certain time. And that used to be done automatically, but they changed that, so we have to do it fresh each time we do a show. So if, say, Mudtoe Sasquatch doesn't put up his show until 10 minutes before the show starts, it doesn't show up in the episode list until 10 minutes before the show starts. So what I'm saying here is that we do maybe make it just a little bit difficult for you to find us, but if you could, if you left, I know there's a message board and a there's even a blog. I believe I saw there was a blog there. There are some ways that you might get on there and say, look, when I'm dying to hear the Lion's Lair, when is it going to be on the next time? And perhaps Iggy or even Adriana would give you a heads up on when that's coming, because it's very in this forum it can be very personalized. You know, it's not like a big radio station where nobody's ever going to answer you. So that gives you, I think, a bit more information. I hope it's helpful as to the other things that that go on here outside of the mudtoeisms. And that's that. So let's turn to Shaman Tarot, shall we? Now let's make the brief review for those of you who have not heard the show before or who have missed episodes lately. Where the heck have you been? But anyway, my modality of shamanism, if you want to give it that word, if you give it that name, my modality is the written and spoken word, which is why I just sit here and gab. I never really did readings or anything like that. Well, some time ago, Chief Iggy gave me a deck of tarot cards, but they're not just tarot cards, they're shaman tarot cards, which basically means somebody took the standard tarot deck and replaced the tarot symbolism, the traditional tarot symbolism, with shamanic symbolism. And the purpose of this was to get me to try and develop my some more traditional shamanic powers, I guess, or just to make me think. I don't know. Who knows why Chief Iggy does what he does? I certainly don't. Maybe just to push the show in a different direction other than Mudtoe sitting here doing the poor, poor, pitiful me thing, which is certainly better. I would appreciate that myself, and I'm sure you would too. So, but the deck sort of sat for a while, didn't get used for much of anything, and then I just started looking at it out of curiosity, doing some odd quote unquote readings on the show, which basically consisted of me pulling a card and reading what it said about it in the instruction manual. But it's come time for me to take this a little bit further. And if this is, as has been predicted for 2016, if this is the year of expanded and more transcendent view of my modality, beyond just reading stuff and talking stuff, then this certainly is a logical portal, because it's right in front of me, and tarot is extremely accessible. A lot of people have written about it. A lot of people talk about it. So for my resource, I did a little bit of Wikipedia research, which of course is not entirely satisfactory, but it did give me some background, which I appreciated. I went to the library, and this is, here's new vistas again. I haven't been to the library probably in 4 or 5 years to take out a book. I looked up a resource, and I have it here in front of me right now. It's by Kim Huggins, Huggens, and it's called Tarot 101, Mastering the Art of Reading the Cards. And just from having flipped through it a little bit, it might be just a touch on the esoteric side, but I think that's okay. I really want to. I find I might, perhaps I'll be a little bit frustrated. Ooh, there was a Freudian slip. A little bit frustrated by that perspective. But I think it's good for me. I think it's good for me to learn from. I don't want to say contradictory. Contradictory isn't the right word. It's a different kind of voice. If I'm just there with someone who's like me and has the same sensibility as I do, we tend to just sit around and bullshit. You know, now, this is someone with a different kind of voice is someone that can be a teachery kind of person for me. So I've got this book. I've been reading through it. I'm obviously not to the point where I'm going to start whipping out these cards and reading them. My idea is to make an 8-card layout for the new year of 2016, and I'm going to pull a new card every show until I've got 8. And then from there, you know, I'll be working as I go on the reading skills. And once I get to the 8, then I will work on, you know, they do things they say in the book, you know, constructing sentences and looking for runs, the cards that seem to go together. And the order of the cards is important, too, the order that they're drawn. So I'm keeping track of the cards and in which order they were drawn. So last week, I drew the first card, which was the 10 of Bones. And the 10 of Bones is about necessary sacrifice, the things that we have to eject, so the things we have to jettison so we can get to the next thing. And wow, what a card for, you know, the first of the year, right? And the art on here, I want to figure out a way to, see, I don't want to run afoul of copyright laws, but I would love to be able to show this to you in some way. But in the foreground, there's a gentleman in meditation, and he's wearing native clothing. And above him appears to be the same gentleman. Almost, this is almost as if he's thinking or remembering this thing that's going on behind him. There's a big cat of some kind jumping at him, and he's has his arms spread kind of in surprise. It's hard to tell whether he's getting ready to fight, whether he's getting ready to run, what the deal is. So that's, you know, that's the 10 of Bones, and it's about, you know, necessary sacrifice. It may be fight or flight, maybe the time for an essential choice to be made. And that was card number 1. Now, for tonight, we have card number 2. The 6 of Drums. Now, before I get into that, let me just remind you, the tarot deck has 4 suits, just like a deck of playing cards. In fact, tarot cards and playing cards have exactly the same origins. Just when people started telling fortunes with tarot cards, they added the extra. It's called the Major Arcana or Arcana. I don't know how it's. I've never heard anyone pronounce it, so I don't know. It's Arcana. I think I'm going to go with Arcana until somebody corrects me. But anyway, there were 23. Depends on whether you count the Fool or not. In some configurations, the Fool is by himself. He's not part of any sort of suit or whatever. But anyway, they're cards with specifically occult symbolism that were added to make it into a fortune-telling kind of thingy. So, I jumped into that to tell you that the 4 suits in the Shaman Tarot, and this is created, this is not something that came from, I'm sorry, I keep sub-breath, too much ellipsing. Let me just tell you that the Shaman Tarot comes from a gentleman named Massimiliano Filidoro, and the artwork is by Sabrina Arangianello and Alyssa Pastorello, and 3 guesses and the first 2 don't count what the ethnicity of those people is. But in this case, we have the 4 suits. Drums. Drums are linked to the element of earth. Bows to the element of air. Bones. Okay, I gotta be careful because bows and bones sound very much like bows, as in bing, fighting, bing, or getting shooting up your dinner or whatever. Bows, that's linked to the element of air. Bones, as in dem dry, that's linked to fire, and stones are linked to water. So this is all kind of different forms of occultism sort of coming together. And there are also links, let's see if this is here, there are also links to the traditional tarot suits. Drums is pentangles, bows is swords, bones is wands, and stones is cups. So what I want to do as I build this up is have not just the shaman tarot interpretation of each card, but the traditional tarot interpretation as well, and see what kind of juxtaposition gives us. Okay, so I had I'd announced the Six of Drums. The Six of Drums is about adaptation and twists of fate. And I remember I've seen this card before. It's a young gentleman in a native dress playing his flute, sitting at the bottom of a tree. And up in the tree, we have some other characters who I believe probably have some sort of significance. But I don't... I mean, one of them is a monkey, a white monkey. And then there's an Asian-appearing character with a... It's a maybe different kind of people up in the tree doing the same thing that this young gentleman at the bottom of the tree is doing. So we look at the full interpretation. They call the card sound. Inner harmony that manifests itself as a facility in communications. Am I saying there? Yeah, drums. Six of drums. New friendships, intuitions, and forebodings. It's interesting because that's not the same thing I wrote down in my notebook. I have a tarot notebook now. That's one of the things that was recommended by Kim Huggins in her book, is to keep notes on sort of the things that come. What may have happened is I may have just, I read the wrong card. Okay, so sound is more about inner harmony, new friendships, and intuitions. So let me adjust my notebook accordingly. And everything has, you know, there's always pluses and minuses. You know, intuitions can be positive or negative. You have a negative intuition would be a foreboding, according to this in here, and I agree. So negative intuitions and forebodings. Now let's just without having the benefit of all the official tarot in front of us, we just got these two cards. Number one and number two, we've started off with the Ten of Bones, necessary sacrifice, inner harmony. Inner harmony belongs to Six of Drums. I got to make that more clear in my notes. Necessary sacrifice and the Six of Drums, inner harmony and intuition. So I guess if you're going to make a necessary sacrifice, some sort of intuition is going to have to come into play. You have to know what it is you need to sacrifice. It's not always clear, is it? And attachments can get into that. What is it that I don't want to let go of? What is it that I fear to let go of that I really need to? So I can see that as becoming applying to a personal relationship, a job situation. That's what's terrific about the tarot. I mean, what we really need, we've given, 2016 as our subject. Unfortunately, 2016 really can't answer any questions for us. So we have to kind of guess what it is that's happening that this might apply to. What is it precisely that we're being told that this is supposed to lead us to? Well, I'm sorry, I forgot to turn off the screensaver before I started. Let me just do that now, because it's really annoying to have it keep disappearing like that. I'm sorry again, I don't multitask very well. Appearance and personalization. Change screensaver. None. That ought to take care of that. Now, what were we talking about? Go back. So we're going to work our way up to 8 cards. There are many tarot spreads, as many ways to put cards in order as there are tarot readers. I noticed just very quickly going through Kim Huggins' book that she doesn't talk about spreads a whole lot. And that kind of appeals to me. Part of me wants to be told how to put the cards down. Okay, you put, you know, one, and then one in the middle, and then one to the right, and one to the left, and one up, and one down. And then you go around in a, you know, in a diamond pattern, once to the left and once to the right, and then you stand up and throw salt over your shoulder. Again, I don't think that experienced tarot card readers, that serious tarot card readers approach it that way. I think I've just, I don't want to, again, that was not meant to offend anyone who does tarot in a serious way. You get serious in any modality. You get serious people, and you get people who, you know, sort of the carnival variety, who you get somebody to sit down at their booth so they can get a few bucks out of them. And you know, I think they're the ones who tend to rely on the, okay, this is the spread, this is our shape, and this is exactly how the cards need to be laid down, and they've memorized certain interpretations based on that. A good fortune teller, a good reader, is not going to rely on canned interpretations. They're going to look at whatever the sort of medium of exchange is, whether you're using tarot cards, are you using a crystal, are you using a pendulum, you know, divining rod, you have whatever thing it is you're looking at, different kind of cards other than tarot. Intuition, and we've had that word already, intuition, takes you through whatever, you know, matter, whatever tool it is you're using. You're on one side and the reading is on the other side, and the tool takes you from where you sit to where the reading is. And as I say, I think it's easier to do that if you have the person you're doing the reading for in front of you, or at least on the phone. I've set a task for myself that, quite frankly, I may not be equal to, but I mean it to be an exercise. I mean it to be a learning experience for me. And once it's done, perhaps I just wad it up and throw it away and start over, or I start on something else. Perhaps start on doing readings for people. I don't know that I foresee this show ever becoming about readings, but there are lots of other shows on with Insights Radio, as I mentioned before. And almost all of them have to do with readings. Mark Matheny's doesn't, because he's an astrologer. But that's, you know, a different kind of reading. He uses the stars and his star charts rather than a deck of tarot cards. I don't know how he would react to hearing me say that. I'll probably find out. But actually, I think if I read my astrologer correctly, I think he would probably agree with that. That you know, whatever, you know, modality. Of course, his is very technical modality, but I think there's room in it for intuition as well, especially when you're doing a reading for someone. That's you know, this thing going at this this constellation approaching this one at this angle, you know, might mean something different for person A and person B, depending on, you know, where they're coming from. I don't see it, at least the way I've heard him do readings. I don't see it. I don't think he sees it as a completely, you know, fixed mathematical art. He sees it as a reading art, which would make it in that sense very similar to tarot. Although again, astrology would have a more mathematical approach to it. Okay, well, what have we learned today? The Ten of Bones and the Six of Drums are the first two of the eight cards of the Grand Mudtoe 2016 Shaman Tarot Reading. And apart from the reading, we're going to learn a lot about the tarot, the shaman variety, as well as the traditional variety. We're all going to know a lot more about it by the end of February when it comes time to ring up the final tally, as it were. So between now and then, I hope you will join me at least from time to time, as I will bring things along with me other than the Shaman Tarot or to supplement it. I do like to keep you up to date on what's going on and what's going on at Casa de Mudto. See, this is because I'm recording this show and I don't have the Blog Talk people in my ear telling me I've got 90 seconds left, 60 seconds left. That really, I'm finding that really helped me with the dismount. Like timing it, and I know, okay, I've got to get it. This is when I need to start saying these words. And well, here, you know, I'm almost to 32 minutes now. I could talk all night. I could go up to 2 hours, is what Iggy's told me. That's what the time slot is. I could really talk your ear off if I wanted to. But no, I think I've said what I need to say for tonight. I really, it'd be better if I just get into the book and start learning some more stuff and get ready for next week's show and have more to tell you then. So thank you for listening. It's always good to have you here. Please write me at mudtosasquatch. That's MUDSASQUATCH. That's mudtosasquatch@gmail.com with your comments and suggestions. I do enjoy hearing from you, although sometimes I do neglect to check the email because it's not my primary email. And so, oh yeah, I got to check mudtosasquatch before the show. And again, have a beautiful week, and I hope you'll come back for more next Friday. Until then, have a pleasant good evening.